This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I'm just as bad as I used to be. Woo! All right, 2 o'clock straight up. It's the card show. My main man, Big Mac, Craig Card with you. Phone number to join as always, 888-808-1019. Got a great show for you today. Good afternoon, Big Mac. How are you today, buddy?
I'm doing great, Craig.
Glad
I'm not.
To be back.
I'm not.
What do you mean you're not?
I got to tell you.
It was a great weekend of football.
You would think
you had a great.
Now, play it. Just follow the bouncing ball for a second if you can, all right? We had a great weekend of football, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Starting Friday night with the national semifinal. Then, of course, you get the two NFL playoff games on Saturday. Great games, bang, down to the wire. Sunday, 1 o'clock, great game, down to the wire. The Eagles-San Francisco game, great game, down to the wire. Foo Philly, you guys suck. And then, of course, last night's game was a doozer and a hard to watch in comparison to the other great playoff games, right?
Right.
So you would think a guy like me, a guy that doesn't gamble at all, a guy that just loves sports, my friend, for sports.
Right.
Like, I have, because I don't gamble anymore, I'm able to see the sports world objectively, clearly. It's great, because I have no money on it, okay? What a terrible weekend it was. I got to be honest. I got to view this selfishly, okay? Are the New England Patriots still alive in the postseason?
They are.
A resounding defensive performance last night, 16-3. Chargers stink.
Yeah,
Justin Herbert's most overrated quarterback, maybe of all time, against a shrieking violin in the playoffs. Only 3 points, can't score in the red zone. And while New England's offense wasn't great, good enough, the late touchdown to the tight end, but their defense was money good. The Chargers offensive line looked like you and I were blocking, right? All right, so New England won, right? Okay, am I right on that?
I'm right. I'm waiting for the bad news.
Okay, Saturday, the Bills played the Jaguars. Jaguars choked that game away. Great last drive by Josh Allen. So did the Bills win?
Yes, the Bills won. Write that down.
I'm taking note
here. Allen took it down the field, 4 minutes left, what everybody wanted to see.
He was great.
Great.
That's exactly what we wanted.
Josh Allen,
big spot. 4 minutes,
go win the game. Need a touch.
On the road, the Bills have not won a road playoff game since 1992 in Jim Kelly. I was at that game. Not to lie. I was living in Buffalo, though, at the time. That's the truth right there. The Bills won.
Yes.
So let me just get this right. The Bills won.
Pats, Bills.
Check the box on that. The Patriots won.
Mm-hmm.
Check the box on that. And Friday night, I got a chance to see up close and personal the guy that all you draft nicks, all you college football experts keep telling me is going to be a great quarterback in the NFL. And I do not want Dante Moore. I want no part of Dante Moore. Dante Moore on Friday night looked like a New York Jets quarterback. I want no part of it. I hope he wins his lawsuit against the NCAA. I hope he stays in school for another year. Mm-hmm. I'd rather take Trinidad Chambliss, although they lost Ole Miss against Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take Chambliss all day over Dante Moore. And the reason the weekend sucked is that a main rival of mine, the Buffalo Bills, who've won like six of the last seven AFC division titles. Mm-hmm. They advanced the division around. They're doing a Patriots team we hated for two decades plus. They advance to the division round. And the quarterback that everyone tells me is going to be the Jets quarterback played like a guy that's never played quarterback before on Friday night. So I ask you the question. Why in the world would you think that I had a good weekend?
I guess that's fair. Yeah. Jets fans did not have a good weekend.
No, we had a terrible weekend.
Terrible weekend.
If Dante, by the way.
He was, I mean, from the pick six on, it was just.
Oh, first play of the game.
I mean, it was
We've
just,
seen that before, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, have we not?
Yeah.
Yes,
Sam
we have.
Sam Darnold, first pass
that's
as
exactly
a Jet.
Right.
That's
they,
right.
They won
the
that
Lions.
Game. But that was the first pass of his NFL career. It sucks. It sucks. It's like we're not allowed to have good things.
Sam Darnold, you know, back-to-back years of 14 Darnold. Wins. He's got the number one seed. A lot of things
Don't
for the Jets going well.
Don't even start me with that.
Yeah.
So, yes, I love the football. We're going to talk about all the games. We'll break them all down. We'll have some fun. We have some Jets stuff. Obviously, Harbaugh now officially on the clock. I guess he's meeting with the Giants Wednesday and Thursday this week. The Giants got good news.
Yeah.
Because the Green Bay Packers more or less have announced that they're offering a multi-year extension to Matt LaFleur to stay in Green Bay. I'm sure he'll do that. So that was a good thing for the New York Giants.
It was a very good thing.
The Bills won their game. Bad for the Jet fan. Great for the Giant fan. Because Sean McDermott is not getting fired.
Mm-hmm.
So two of the three new places that you were concerned might be great destinations for Johnny Harbaugh are off the table. I guess we'll wait and see about Philly. Kevin Petullo's out.
I don't think
out.
They're going to fire him.
I get the sense they're not
no,
either.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
But I'm so happy Philadelphia lost. Like, for all the things that went wrong for me as a Jet fan, the one thing that went incredibly right for you too was the fact that you got to sit at home as a beleaguered Giants fan. And the worst thing for you would have been the Eagles start making another run to a back-to-back Super Bowl titles, and you got a gift.
Yeah.
You got a great gift.
You know,
if I'm the Eagles, by the way, I fire Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni's a cheerleader.
That's crazy to me.
He's a pom-pom holder.
That's crazy.
He don't do nothing.
That's crazy.
You got Vic Fangio does the defense. Right. Obviously, you've had three offensive coordinators in the last 3 years. One was good, Kellen Moore. The other two, not very good. But what does that guy do? He's a cheerleader.
Win. That's what he does. He wins. 5 years, playoff appearances, two Super Bowls, a championship.
Yeah.
Like, not good enough?
Not good enough.
How much could you possibly when they hired him? And he couldn't hardly get through the opening press conference without stumbling over. He's made a fool of himself in that press conference.
Douche knuckle.
What could you have possibly asked for in those 5 years?
Not much
what
more.
Not much more. A championship, two Super Bowl appearances, and owning the division practically?
But Chris, we talk a lot about players, specifically quarterbacks, who we say in our expertise as sports talk show hosts, which you don't have to go to college to get that degree. We talk a lot about what? About quarterbacks that we think are a product of the system, quarterbacks that we think are along for the ride, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Nick Sirianni is along for the ride. I think he's a product of the greatest general manager in the sport in Harry Roseman. And I guarantee you this, if John Harbaugh or Kevin Stefanski or, heck, Mike McDaniel were the Eagles head coach, they'd have at least one Super Bowl, maybe more. And if I'm an Eagle fan, I want him dead. I want his children dead.
Well, what's
I
the
want
point?
His family dead.
If there's such a great operation, what do you need the great head coach for? You're right. They fired Doug Peterson, right? Super Bowl champion.
Same exact scenario.
Moved on from him.
That's right.
Hired this, as you call him, douche knuckle, I believe. Is that what we went
douche
with?
Douche knuckle. That's his name.
And
that's
he's
right.
taking him to two Super Bowls. So why would you pay $18 million?
By the way,
bring in the next douche knuckle and hope that you can go win a championship with him.
It's knuckle, not knuckle.
Did I say knuckle? It came out. I'm thinking P-knuckle, knuckle.
By the way, and another weird thing that happened, and we'll get into this more in depth, but I'm distracted by one thing. If I may, and I apologize. I'm a little distracted here.
What?
I'm a little distracted.
What?
Well, I'm distracted by our unnamed producer.
What he do?
Because I'm in a good mood. I'm rolling. Yeah. Show's off to a great start.
Yeah. Didn't we give him enough last week?
No, I'm concerned about him now.
What's the problem now?
The sweatshirt don't fit. He's wearing a belly shirt as a sweatshirt. Like, Lululemon's going to sue you for wearing that. If you're on camera today, that is a lawsuit.
I haven't noticed. Is Lulu it short
Fatson
on him?
Is what it is.
You are flying today.
No, I'm just saying, like, I like the Lululemon brand. I have one pair of their shorts. I'm not a huge fan of theirs because they went all woke on us. But that sweatshirt's made for a much smaller human being, if I may. I'm so sorry to say that. All right, let me get off of him.
Yeah.
I'm back to the football.
Come on, we got plenty of football. But yeah. To your point, though, yeah, like about the Giants, it was scary. Like, it's broken that way, but as it was going on, again, I'm rooting for the Eagles. You say it's a great thing.
No, I know. I get it.
I don't want that, and I'm still sort of nervous about it. We got the Buffalo. Green Bay, I thought for sure, off of that collapse in the second half, I thought I was,
without
question. Now, I didn't believe the nonsense that came out after, this whole connection that they're trying to sell his agent is somehow, you know, the son of
quick.
The former owner of the team or
the connection
president of the team.
That's
nonsense.
NBA broadcaster Kevin Harlan's brother is the agent to John Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. I forget his first name. Last name's Harlan, though.
Yeah.
Harlan's dad was a longtime front office executive with the Green Bay Packers. So the thinking there was that his son would do a solid for the Packers for his dad and go get the best available coach. But like you said,
John Harbaugh's his own man. He has an agent.
I know, but listen, if you're a family member that had a connection like that and they reached out to you, you might give it a second look or a bigger look than you might have otherwise. But I'm with you. When you blow a 21-3 lead, and I'll do you better than that.
Mm-hmm.
When you blow a 21-6 lead going into the fourth quarter, I'll do you better than that. When you blow a 2-score lead with 6 minutes to go in a playoff game against a hated rival, if you're ever looking for a reason to fire a head coach, that's the reason.
That's as good a reason as I can think of.
There's one little wrinkle in the story I read this morning. It looks like they're going to offer him a 3-year extension.
Right.
He has a year left on the contract. But there was a little line in the report that I saw this morning that said, unless he is looking to go. And the notion was, if Matt LaFleur feels like, maybe I've reached the ceiling here with this team and there's other opportunities for me, that the Green Bay Packers would allow him to walk out.
Yeah.
So, again.
Because right now, it's. I think he becomes the second leading candidate in the NFL.
I think
outside of Harbaugh, it's him, which is funny to me because we're having these discussions about these guys. Harbaugh, we talked about it, you know, takes the knee, sets up the more difficult field goal. They haven't won with an MVP. Suddenly, still, obviously, 19 years. LaFleur, 7 years. Hasn't won a damn thing.
Nope.
Let's be honest.
Nope.
Has been the seventh seed in the postseason the last couple of years with Love. Had the big win against Dallas for sure when they were the one seed.
Two championship games. That's it.
Yeah, being the two championship games. Came here and immediately, I don't want to say resurrected because Rodgers is better than to say resurrected,
sure.
But he had two MVP seasons where he was as good as he's ever been under LaFleur. And now he has these brutal losses, a brutal loss. We're all saying, how do you not fire him? And then with the same breath, I'll tell you, he's better than Stefanski. He would be, if Harbaugh does go somewhere else, that would be the number one.
Yes.
Like if he gets fired, I immediately go Harbaugh first, LaFleur second.
And by the way, if you flip-flop those two guys, I'm good on that too.
Right, so I could see why. Maybe he wants out. Maybe he doesn't love the scenario there. But
or maybe
he immediately becomes the second candidate in this search.
See, I think if he goes to them and says, I think we should mutually part ways, which according to the article I read,
it's possible,
is on the table. It's more likely that he signs an extension and he stays there.
Mm-hmm.
If he goes to them and says, you know what? 7 years, two NFC championship games, never got over that hump, never won a Super Bowl. I've got to live with that. I want to give you guys a fresh start, blah, blah, blah. To me, that's an indictment on Jordan Love. That's a coach who's a quarterback, offensive-minded coach telling you, I don't think it's going to get any better with Jordan Love. And let's be honest, for 30 minutes this weekend, Jordan Love looked great.
Mm-hmm.
Packers offense looked great. Even through the third quarter, while they didn't score, you know, it was fine. It was good. And then I know we all make fun of the Broncos win against the Giants. So I should say the Giants collapsed at 33-point fourth quarter.
It's as bad
Could
as
you
that.
Imagine
mm-hmm.
a Jet or Giant team in a first-round playoff game giving up 25 fourth-quarter points and losing that game?
No.
And that's why I want to play this through with you. As a Giant fan, I don't care, name the coach, you want that guy fired. As a Jet fan, I want that guy fired. And yet in Green Bay,
mm-hmm.
you can come back. You can come back. We'll do this three more times.
Right.
Right? Could you imagine what the station would be like?
No.
Could you imagine?
We would be insane.
We would
be insane.
Yes.
Right. But you know what? We're not. Instead, we're sitting here.
I'm not happy.
All our fears. So you can not be happy.
I'm miserable.
All you want. I'm happy.
The Bills advanced.
I'm happy.
The Patriots advanced.
Who cares about that? Oh, the Pats, I give you. Pats went through a brief moment after owning the NFL. What'd they go through? A 3-4 year period where
that's
they were down, and now they're right back.
I know.
And they don't even have to play well to win playoff games.
Look at the joy you're getting.
Well, listen, let's be honest. Vrabel comes in. He's instantly better than Jim Harbaugh. He outcoached him, out-schemed him the whole bit. Like, they are instantly, whoop, within 1 year. They hire the right coach, and there you are. And that's why you look to the Giants.
Shame on you.
There's a Giant town.
Shame on you.
It's a Giant town right now.
Yes, it is.
Listen, who are they competing with now? You can forget Miami, right? We're talking about, there's mutual interest in Cleveland. I don't buy that for a second.
I don't buy that either.
Connor Hughes is coming out saying, well, it could be him, either the Giants or Atlanta. He ain't going to Atlanta.
Why would you?
The next head coach of the New York Giants is John Harbaugh.
You're back.
Woo!
Oh, I can't wait.
We're back.
I can't wait till tomorrow.
What are you coming on with this dystopian Jet Town crap? Who cares?
I can't wait till tomorrow when we find out that Harbaugh's on his way to Cleveland to talk to Shedeur Sanders.
Nope. He's going to be a New York Giant, baby.
By the way,
we are going to be next year's New England Patriots.
I have no problem with
next
that.
Next year's Chicago Bears.
That'd be great.
Right back in the playoffs. Worrying about what the hell's he doing in the fourth quarter. You know what? I would sign for that in blood right now.
Yeah.
We said we'd be apoplectic, and we would be the next morning. Yeah. But give me that morning. Give me the playoff game where I have to worry about fourth quarter decisions. In a tight game. I want it. I haven't had a tight game that I cared about past Halloween in a decade. Let's go. John Harbaugh, he's coming here. It's fantastic. It's a great week. I'm so happy to be here. The first week was amazing. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
I just can't tell you how happy I am, how excited I am. It's a wonderful world right now.
You're putting me in a bad spot.
It's a wonderful world.
Now, what you know about me, you should know this.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to attack. So
attack. You can't hurt me today.
Oh, no, I can't hurt you.
You can't hurt me
today. I can't hurt you.
No, you can't.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to hurt you right now.
No, don't do it.
I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to
hurt
you right
now. You
can't
hurt me today. I'm feeling
good. I've got it. I already got it.
I had my cold brew coffee. I'm feeling good.
The free one upstairs?
Yes. Of course.
All right. Here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying this because I'm lashing out, because I'm immature. And I own that about myself.
Okay.
At 39 years old, I should be more mature. I should also have more hair on my head, but I don't.
Right.
All right? I make no apologies for my immaturity. How are you handling it? You okay with it?
I'm great with it.
You sure?
Yes.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
I have an idea. No, I don't. But that's fine. I'm good.
I'm going to tell you.
Whatever it is,
I'm going to tell you.
I'm good today.
How do you live with yourself?
I can live with it.
That the Caleb Williams throw to Roma Dunze was better than Eli Manning to Mario Manningham. How you living yourself with that?
Get out of here.
I'm just saying.
Are you serious? That's how far and how low you would go.
Back.
It's not true.
Yeah.
It's not true. It's a great throw.
Great throw. Rolling to his left.
Oh.
Yeah. Impossible throw.
You see the angle.
Over
like
two guys, under one guy.
He's literally flat chested where he's throwing.
Well,
he's got one guy around his foot. He's up in the. What an incredible
throw. When he releases the ball, it's the Air Jordan statue.
Yeah.
I assume you saw that online as well.
Yeah.
How do you live with yourself that Manning to Manningham is no longer the greatest postseason pass of all time?
That's just not accurate.
I'm just asking.
No, it's okay.
I'm asking for friends.
I mean, you can try this. It's a great throw. Manningham was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They went on to win the Super Bowl.
That's fair.
Do I care what your opinion is on what the greatest throw
not.
In the NFL? I do not. All I know is that, and to be fair, I was a little bit down. We both had a rough Friday night, in fairness.
Oh, because the game sunk?
Well, no, because...
Because Dante Moore can't play football?
Can't play it over. But
and that's the guy, by the way, and here's the thing I loved about his bad performance.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against the kid. All those loudmouth jackasses that do what we do for a living who are suggesting to Dante Moore, if you're going to go second, don't go into the draft if you can avoid it.
Right.
Play another year of college because you don't want to play for the Jets because the Jets are such an incompetent organization. Yeah, how do you like me now? How about that? The Jets don't want Dante Moore, nor should they.
The other thing that happened to the Giants, though, to be fair, is clearly, I knew we knew this before, but what a rock star Mendoza is. I mean, 5 touchdown passes, an incredible game. He is so clearly the number one pick, and what you could get for that.
Imagine.
All the Giants had to do was lose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
One of two games against the Raiders and the Cowboys, they'd have the one pick.
Yeah.
They would have John Harbaugh coming here. They'd have the one pick that they could trade for multiple first-round picks. They've already got their quarterback. They would be as set up as any franchise in recent memory. I honestly believe that. They have the quarterback. They have some pieces around it that makes them the favorite to get the best head coach to hit the free agent market in a generation. He would be coming here. They would have the first overall pick. So Friday night was rough for both of us. Can we live together in that kind of world? Even though today's a great day for me?
I feel like it was rougher for me.
It was rougher for you.
I feel like it was rougher for me. I will get your calls. We got lots cooking today. 888-808-1019. That's the phone number to call. Remember back in the day we used to say toll-free? Are you old enough to remember that?
937, what was the number? 937?
It was 718-937-6666. Yeah, but you used to have to say toll free. Yeah, there's no toll anymore,
I guess. Well, I think the 888 means toll free, right? Or not?
Isn't every call toll free? Like, what calls do you pay for? Like, when's the last time you paid for a... Unless you called, like, your friends in Aruba.
Well, you get a certain amount of minutes, right? Are plans still based on that? Every call's free.
Yeah, it's unlimited.
Unlimited data?
It's like $50. Unlimited.
The flip phone my mother still owns, no way is it's free data.
She's paying for something. No doubt. Here's Josh in Queens on the fan. Josh, good afternoon. How are you?
Craig and Chris, they're ready to go on the fan. New York Sports Radio. Craig and Chris, they'll get you the sports any way that they can. It's Craig and Chris on the bed. Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
How are you doing, everybody? Yeah, nice job, Josh. Appreciate that, buddy. Okay. Let's go back 40 years to something that's completely irrelevant today.
Didn't even change the lyrics up. I mean,
look at your impersonations.
That's about all I got. I got like a little grunt through the first couple words of a sentence, then that's it.
By the way, later today we're going to be giving away Chris Stapleton tickets. Yeah?
Nice.
He's at Jones Beach, not till August, though. Well, at least you have to prepare and plan for that. I got to talk to...
This is a great day. I'm really bummed that you're bummed. We're supposed to walk in here, but who cares?
We had great football.
Your day was miserable on Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday.
No, every day I was happy.
Why?
Because I just saw a kid that can't play football. So now the Jets aren't going to draft Dante Moore, and I hope he comes out.
So that's the positive.
And by the way,
you've answered the question. The Jets aren't going to do it. You're not going to get stuck with a miserable quarterback.
Oregon just signed that Nebraska quarterback, Dylan Ariella, the guy that looks like Patrick Mahomes and tries to imitate him. So if you're Dante Moore, is it the handwriting on the wall? You ain't playing at Oregon either. I just don't want you playing for the Jets. Different green. Not my green. Dude, I'm watching that game. When that kid's hand hit the running back's helmet and it came out, I went right to Twitter because that's the generation we live in now. Mm-hmm. And I go, he's already a Jet quarterback.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the Jets, being the Jets, did make an announcement today. I know while Yankee fans are waiting for the Yankees to sign someone, and Met fans would like the Mets to sign someone, the New York Jets trumped both the Yankees and the Mets. I don't know if you saw this or not. While Dante Moore proved he can't play football on Friday, the Jets decided to sign Bailey Zappe to a deal today. And you wonder why I'm upset as a Jet fan.
Yeah, but
you wonder why the Jets.
This. You had a good week of football.
Today's Monday. It's a long week. We'll get your phone calls 888-808-1019. It's the Carton Show with Big Mac coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
You know what's up?
Needed a pick-me-up?
Yeah.
A little 7 Mary 3. What hit wonder? Dinner now. Ow. Yeah. Carton Show, Big Mac. Great to have you here. I will say this. I guess the weekend wasn't a total washout, although obviously it rained a bunch, because Philadelphia did get eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
And all that smack talk of, we got a dynasty starting. That dynasty has already come to an end. Saquon Barkley doing what he did as a Giant, dropping passes on a huge third down play late. We've seen that story before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nick Sirianni yelling at A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown yelling back at Nick Sirianni.
But they have a great relationship.
Oh, we're fantastic.
They have a great relationship.
We love each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if A.J. Brown's salary cap number wasn't so awful, he would be a New England Patriot next year. Don't think for a minute that conversation is not going to happen. But I guess... Yeah, I don't know. There's a name for that. I think it's called, it's got a name for it. When you get joy out of other people's sadness or unfortunate things, I think it's called, what the heck is it called? There's a name for it.
Yeah, aren't you a sadist?
No, not a sadist. That's a sexual thing, you wacko.
Okay.
No, it's a name for it. Golly. I'm looking at two guys who barely graduated high school.
Masochist. Not a masochist.
That's the other part of the sex thing.
No, it's not. I'm telling you, a sadist.
No, it's called something like, I don't know, it's got a name. I'm telling you, it's got a person's name. It's a person's name.
It's a person's name?
Yeah, when you get joy out of other people's
misery,
that's called something. It's like Kathy Bates. In
Misery?
In Misery.
Yeah,
that's not it. That's not it, though.
No, it's not a Kathy Bates.
I'm your biggest fan. I'm going to hobble you now.
That's crazy.
So I'm with you for the rest of our lives.
Movie scares me.
Had
no idea he directed that. Had no idea.
Who directed
Rob
that?
Rob Reiner,
yeah.
Yeah, had no idea.
Yeah.
Couple of movies I had no idea.
Schadenfreude. I think that might be it, actually.
Might be it.
Named after, of course, the great chemist Shatten.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy, Freud, probably.
Maybe.
Too. Yeah, I think it's what it is. I'm a Schadenfreuder.
Yeah.
I'm a card-carrying member of the Schadenfreude fraternity.
I'll drink tears with
because while the weekend sucked for me as a Jet fan, Dante Moore can't play quarterback, and that's who allegedly the Jets want at number two, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Bills advanced, the Patriots advanced, and I'm sitting here with Bailey Zappi. I did get joy, however, over Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
And by the way, no George Kittle.
Yeah.
Great story about George Kittle, though. I don't know if you guys can see this or not. So George Kittle sadly tears the Achilles, right? First thing I start thinking of is the power plant next to...
Immediately. They joked about it in the postgame.
Yeah. So the next story that came out there was... I guess the owner of the Niners, York, right? Is it Jed York? Something York, whatever. Apparently goes into the locker room to see how George Kittle's doing. They know it's a torn Achilles. And George Kittle says to him, I'd be feeling a lot better with a bottle of tequila. So, of course, the owner has a suite, right? So the owner goes back to the suite, has somebody work in the suite, send a bottle of Patron down to the locker room. And the next part of the story was when the team came off the field at the end of the game, the bottle was empty.
Mm-hmm.
As it should be, no?
Absolutely.
Torn Achilles, playoff game?
Yeah.
So
drown your sorrows in that one and then celebrate the victory.
Yeah.
But that's a tough one.
I also got great joy out of Philly losing because I do have a personal relationship with Robert Saleh. And I thought for a guy that, look, he deserved to get fired. I can't say he didn't. You know, they didn't have a single winning season his tenure here, but he's not nearly as bad a coach as a lot of people thought when he did get fired. He had a top five defense, top 10 every year he was here. So when you look back on it, I think we'll look back on Robert Saleh's time as a Jet fan as not as bad as people thought when he got fired. He's a competent coach and a badass defensive coordinator, and it was the defense that won that game for them, not the offense.
No doubt. He is an incredible defensive coach.
Yeah.
I'll go beyond. Like, he is what he's doing right now with the injuries they've suffered, with no Warner, who's their heart and soul. Like, what he was able to accomplish in this game, he is going to get, and we're going to find out, Craig, because he's going to get another head coaching job.
He's already been interviewed for a couple.
Even if it's not this year, he is going to be a head coach again, and we'll find out whether he can do that. But he is an excellent defensive coach. Excellent. Yeah. They did an incredible job in that game.
Did you see the story? I think, was it Connor Hughes who put it out over the weekend? That one of his drafts is, I guess Sam Darnold was still here.
Yeah.
That Robert Saleh thought, you keep Sam Darnold and you draft Devontae Smith, I think it was, right?
Trade back. Instead of the second pick, right? And he reported this years ago. He's like showing it now again. But the thought was,
I was wondering if he did report it.
I think
back
he did repeat it. Maybe not like right when it happened, but not in the past, somewhat in the past. At least that's how Connor put it, that he's reported on
it. No, he's great, so I assume he did.
They had the second pick, right? They take Zach Wilson. Instead of doing that, there's reports that Saleh wanted to trade back, keep Sam Darnold, and then Devontae Smith would have been there for them, depending on where they trade back to.
It's interesting that's a report, because I can say this now because he's no longer here.
Mm-hmm.
I had lengthy conversations with Joe Douglas when they drafted Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He swore to me, like on a stack of Bibles, that Zach Wilson had the greatest combine he had ever seen, and he'd be a better quarterback than Trevor Lawrence. I'm paraphrasing, obviously. So it's weird to me that...
Well, it sounds like Saleh didn't feel the same
way. Yeah, that's because they always represented themselves as, you know, thick as thieves.
Yeah.
That Joe and Robert were like totally aligned on every decision they made. And Connor's a great reporter. So if Connor has that right, that means that it's kind of similar to Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, right? Except reversed.
Right.
In this case, the general manager wanted the young quarterback and the head coach didn't. Which is the exact opposite, but that would show you that maybe Robert Saleh was a far better talent evaluator than he gets credit for.
Maybe, yeah. And
on the offensive side, too.
Right. And the other difference is, obviously, with they went with the coach, with Daboll. Obviously, Saleh did not get his way.
Right.
And they went with Joe Douglas's opinion on the matter. Yeah, I mean, listen.
I'm happy for Saleh.
Here's the thing, though. Like, if we are going to relive that for a second, do I believe that eventually Sam Darnold would still have become this with the Jets? I don't.
Neither do
I. I think he needed to get away. I think that's part of it. So it's not like they would have had more success necessarily. They just wouldn't have had Zach Wilson, who has been, I mean.
He's done.
He's done.
Yeah, he's an afterthought. But to be fair,
even
also,
in Miami, they're going to the rookie quarterback.
To be fair, it's not as if the Jets went from Sam Darnold. It's not as if Sam Darnold went from the Jets right to Minnesota and won 14 games. He went to Carolina, failed miserably there, went to San Francisco, and that's where he kind of rediscovered his joy of football. I like when rich people talk about that. I rediscovered my joy.
Yeah.
Like making $10 million a year, carrying a clipboard isn't awesome. I think it's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I rediscovered my love. He was 26. Like, at 26, he fell out of love with football.
Listen, you know how difficult it is being a Jet fan. Try being one of them.
That's fair. That's probably
it's not easy.
Beats
having,
you down
feeling
good.
Like your career was ruined because of the Jets.
Yeah, it does beat you down
it
pretty
good. It does beat you down.
Yeah.
Even again, for the second time, we've been working together for a week and a day.
Yeah.
And two times in these 6 days, you have tried to rob the Giant fan of their story by making it a Jet story. It's just, I hear what you're saying. I feel for you. I feel terrible for you. I really do. I feel really bad for you as a Jet fan
today. Doesn't feel like it.
It doesn't, does it? Because I'm excited as a Giant fan. Today is about the football we saw on the weekend.
Yes, I did.
And then
that.
I opened with that. I'm not trying to. I'm just telling you. I feel bad for you. But this is about the Giants getting a coach. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. You've had your coach. You got your coach. He's locked in. He's staying. Everyone's happy.
I don't like my coach.
But that's all right.
I don't want
my coach.
That's
all right. That's all right. You just signed your quarterback. Zappy's going to be the guy. Everything's great in Jetland. I don't know if you know, but every all five of their offensive linemen played together the entire season.
Yeah, I saw that tree last week.
So, I mean, let's go.
Yeah.
That's exciting time.
Yeah. Nah, I'm sorry. I can't bring myself to come around to that. The only good thing from the weekend is that Philadelphia lost.
Yes.
So I don't have to hear those loud, obnoxious, douchey fans about the next dynasty in the NFL. Your dynasty is over. And by the way, if Nick Sirianni got fired, I don't think teams are rushing to hire that dude either. I think his reputation is douche knuckle. Yeah.
Well,
I think
that's his reputation. He gets another job. I don't know if it's this year.
He'll get a job.
He would get a job. He's a Super Bowl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Coach, he's never missed the playoffs.
He's not well-liked. Not well-liked. Fractured locker room. Not well-liked.
And he won despite it.
True. That's fair. That's fair. Here's Greg in Staten Island on the fan. Greg, what's going on, buddy?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Great show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Craig, I tip my hat to you.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
Thank you.
Okay, here's what I think. The other day I was driving, and I heard the Bills did a virtual, there was a virtual call for first down. Where'd that come in? I think it's so stupid.
Yeah, well, it's so, the stupid part of it is not just that they're using technology. The stupid part of it is the fact that you still have to have the official spot the ball, because more often than not, the spot is random,
right,
and arbitrary. The fact that
and
there's
inaccurate.
A chip inside the ball. I heard a great conspiracy theory after the week 18, when Boswell missed the extra point and then Jablonski missed the field goal in that game for Baltimore.
Jablonski.
Yeah, so this is great. So the conspiracy theory is now this, because we all acknowledge there is a chip in the ball. All right. And so for those of you that don't believe that, there is a chip in the ball.
We're going lasers
again? They run like... they run some type of stats off it. I don't know what they do with it. Like how far a ball traveled.
Right.
You know, the speed of the ball. Just for like, you know, geeks like you guys who love the analytics of sports, right? So the conspiracy theory is now that the NFL can control the flight of the ball because there's a chip in the ball, kind of like a drone. And if you watch, I think it was more the Boswell miss than Jablonski's miss. The Boswell miss, the ball goes forward and then makes a hard right turn like Bugs Bunny at Albuquerque. Perhaps.
Well, he should have made the turn at Albuquerque.
Perhaps. The football is just a drone now. I love that theory.
That's a...
You're not buying it?
No. No, because if
I love it.
Because if I buy that, then what are we doing?
Well, we're acknowledging that the NFL's best.
If I buy that, yeah, right, I don't want to do that. Right, I don't want to do that.
That's fair.
If we do that... Now, then look, what the hell are we talking
it's
about?
It's probably not.
It's probably not. No,
but
I don't think it is.
There's a chip in the ball.
Well, I don't. They certainly favor the the Bears the other night. I mean, McManus, the two missed field goals, the extra point.
Yeah, he was
what
brutal.
What a disaster.
He was absolutely brutal. Oh, I'm with you on that. Yeah,
and how lucky have the Bears been all year?
Yeah.
All year they've been pulling these games out of the
fire. They were a bad football team for three quarters at home.
Absolutely.
You know? And then you got the sense when it got to 15, mm-hmm. at least I did, I was watching on the couch with Lucky. At 15, you're like, oh, it's 10 minutes to go. Mm-hmm. This could happen.
Yeah.
You're like, Green Bay can't keep going three and out.
No.
And think that Chicago, a great fourth quarter team, is not going to make a play.
No.
And they did.
And like the Giants, you mentioned the Giants in the Denver game. Like the Giants, they scored a touchdown in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Like the Golden goes in on that incredible play and still not enough. Like it's just, what a disaster.
Fun to watch, though, especially from a non-gambler.
Oh.
Just great to watch. The spread meant nothing to me. The over-under meant nothing to me. And I kind of, I'll be honest, for a guy that gambled so much back in the day, Saturday and Sunday, not last night. Last night's game, it was hard for me to watch. It was kind of boring.
Yeah.
End of the weekend, the whole thing. And we had four great games, you know, prior to that. I think I rediscovered my joy of sports.
Really?
Yeah, I think I did.
Well, that's great timing.
I think I did. I mean, the Knicks, obviously, I'm a diehard into the Knicks.
Heart back.
And Hart comes back, Knicks win, all good. But I feel like I rediscovered my childhood organic joy of sports without money being on the table. Yeah, I'm back.
That's incredible. I'm so glad to be here for this. This is an iconic moment. Look at that.
Yeah.
Just in time. Let's do a sports show.
There's also
sports and nothing but sports.
No. Don't do that.
Rip it up.
I still got to be
me.
And I think the other reason I've rediscovered my joy of sports, I went back and I listened to our first week. It's why I'm so good at this, right? Why my success speaks for itself. And you're going to jump on that wagon and it's going to be your success.
Okay.
But you did something last week that should have rankled me and didn't.
Really?
Because I'm in a good place in life. And I'm not sure if you know what it is.
Trying to think.
Yeah, it was offensive, to be honest.
What we're talking about is I went into a sports topic or something.
You took a shot at me, an offensive shot at me.
Did I?
And I let it go. And then I stewed on it all weekend long. So I'm bringing it up today.
Okay.
Do you remember what the shot was?
I took a shot at you.
Uh-huh.
Well, I asked you if you know how something works. Why can't I can't think of
not
that.
Not that. Nope.
But what was it? What I asked you about if you knew how it worked? Oh, the arbitration.
Arbitration.
Right.
Which is
pseudo-sports. It's a pseudo-sports.
You took two shots
at the business of sports,
like,
which I think you're very good at.
Hey, non-sports guy, do I need to explain arbitration to you? I'm like, no.
It sounds like something you might not be interested in. Excuse me.
I've been involved in some arbitrations in my day.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now.
Another shot.
That was the second shot you took. The first shot, I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
I don't know.
I sat here. You sat there.
Yes.
Same spots,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you actually looked me dead in the eye and you go, do you know who Kwan is?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Right.
And I said, she's a fabulous ice skater. And how dare you suggest I don't know the Cleveland Indians outfielder?
Right.
How dare you make that suggestion?
I'm very sorry.
So twice last week.
I'm very sorry.
Twice. So now I'm fully motivated.
I'm putting out feelers. You know, we're getting to know each other a little bit.
Fully motivated.
I'm just trying to make sure I know where we can stand.
Okay. Here's Glenn in Clifton, New Jersey on the fan. Glenn, what's good, Cookie?
Listen, first of all, welcome back. It's good to hear you.
Thank you.
The football and the chip.
Yeah.
What drone? No. What I heard was there's super magnets in the goalposts, and they can control the ball. I know. That's
super magnet.
I love
super magnet.
I'm all in for it. Look, there is a chip in the ball. That's accurate, just so people know. But I was always told that, and the chip, by the way, has been there for a while. It didn't just come in this year, that they use the chip. It's like a diagnostic thing, like spirals on a ball, distance of ball traveled, speed of the ball. I'm not sure how or where they use it or if they even ever publicize it. But in theory, that was the first reason the chip was in there. Now they're using it for once the referee spots the ball, we can then use the, what you call it?
The new system, the virtual.
The virtual spotting of the first down or not a first down. I think we had it two or three times this weekend. Mm-hmm. But again, it doesn't account for an arbitrary placing of the ball. And there were a couple plays this weekend, especially on the quarterback sneaks and the tush pushes, where you're like, I don't think he got there. And they got it by a yard.
Yeah.
Or I think he did get there, and he's a foot short. So it's still somewhat arbitrary.
Yeah, a couple in the Bills game, especially the one with Lawrence, his shin was just down, cut him short on a first down. There was a couple, and they used the virtual a couple times in that game. But Yeah, I mean, look, it's still, and it bothers the hell out of me because you see it a bunch. Like, you see the umpire running towards the middle of the field, and he'll get bumped
starts
by
curving,
a player.
Yeah, yeah.
Or he'll just get bumped by a player, and then he's still like, no, you got to take a step back to your right. But I don't know. We still got to talk about that, the Bills play, because I'm curious what you thought.
Which
on
one? The 11-yard tush push? Well,
yeah,
that
and,
one?
And then do you go into the end zone? Because that seems to be a controversy that just drives me absolutely up a wall.
Me too. We're probably in lockstep on that. We'll get to that later this afternoon for sure. Let me grab one more call before I know they're telling us we got to take a little break. Here's Keith in Hicksville on the fan. Keith, how are you?
Hello.
What's
Hello.
Up there, Cookie?
I just wanted to say you were talking about getting called out, but you called Quan the Cleveland Indians outfielder?
Yes.
It's the Cleveland Guardians, buddy.
I'm sorry?
It's the Cleveland Guardians.
No, that's a roller rink team. That ain't a baseball team.
It's an old roller derby team, you're
thanks.
Right.
Thanks. Didn't know that, Keith. Thanks so much, Master of the Obvious.
He thought he had you there.
I was totally unaware that they changed their name from a classic name for 100 years that Napla Joey named them and was not offensive at all to the Native American community, to the Guardians. Yeah, I didn't know that happened five years ago.
It's my least favorite change, too. I hate the Guardians.
Yeah.
Just hate it.
Yeah, but like as your kids grow up, that's going to be their normal.
No, absolutely.
Right?
No, they have no idea. We were playing Super Tecmo Bowl this weekend with my kids.
Old school.
Because I had
those 20,001.
Yeah, yeah. But we got like two Christmases ago, and for some reason it came out this weekend, so we were playing it, and both of them were like, who's the Redskins?
Oh, that's interesting.
Had no idea. Had no idea they were the Washington Redskins. Know them as the Commanders.
It's kind of like, I guess if you go back, like Washington Senators, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and obviously they lost the whole franchise. So, because that's all they know growing up.
Yeah.
Like your kids will not know, well, you're older, might, will not know Cleveland Indians, right?
No, I don't think so.
What, is he seven?
Eight.
Eight. Oldest, yeah. So he probably won't know the Cleveland Indians. That's the beauty
Guardians,
of that.
Those Commanders.
That's when you get to wax poetic. And here's what you have to do as a dad, because you'll get older, you'll start getting gray a little bit. Your kids will don't think you know a damn thing because they're smarter than you. We all go through that. You get a little rocking chair on the porch. You have a porch?
I do.
You have a porch. Great.
I have two rocking chairs on the porch already.
Us, already ahead of the game.
I'm ahead of the game.
You go out there, you get some straw, or you can use hay. Hay's fine, too. Put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
And then you pretend like you're whittling wood. And then you tell your kids about the old days. I remember back in the day when...
Right.
Native American names were not offensive to anybody.
Yeah.
And we played cowboys and Indians growing up. It was good times.
Yeah.
Remember the Cleveland Indians, son?
Yep.
And your kids be like, Dad, I want to go out. My girlfriend's waiting in the driveway.
I know.
No, one more story. Yeah.
When you get back, I'll tell you about the Seattle Supersonics.
Can you believe that they played basketball in Seattle?
Yeah, they were like the Oilers. They were like, who are the Oilers? They had
and
no
they
idea
had
who
a
the
song
Oilers were.
Yeah. With an Italian quarterback named Dan Pastorini, who later became a drag racing phenom. First guy in the league to wear a flak jacket. Do you know how the song went?
No. Please
with
tell us, Dan.
Houston Oilers! Houston Oilers! And nobody remembers the rest.
Great story, Grandpa Carton.
Do you know that I used to have to get up out of my chair if I wanted to change the channel?
Or I would yell at your daddy. That was it. My grandfather would yell across the room.
It's probably like your job, right?
Yeah,
when you're 6 years old.
Yep.
Change the channel for Grandpa!
I want to put on Hee Haw!
All right, 888-808-1019. It's the Carton Show with Big Mac. More of you coming up. Plus, the situation with Bills in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you have done if you were the head coach after this?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.